Radio.
When I think of the early martyrs of the church, I often think of the words Tertullian said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." And I think that simple sentence contains the answer to many questions about the martyrs' willingness to face death. Almost nothing is known about Ignatius of Antioch prior to his arrest in 107 AD, when Roman soldiers took him to Rome to be killed. At stops along the way, Ignatius wrote 7 letters to the various Eastern churches, and these letters turned out to be very informative. One of the issues was to defend his strong conviction that it was necessary for him to accept martyrdom. In fact, he was so convinced of this that he begged his friends not to act in his defence. He also wrote about other things, such as the significance of the bishop gathered with his people at the Holy Eucharist. To the church of Smyrna, Ignatius wrote, "Where the bishop and the people are gathered, there is the church." In those days, it took about 7 months for Ignatius to get to Rome, because a stop was made in Smyrna in Asia Minor. And there he met Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna. Interestingly, Polycarp was martyred about 50 years after Ignatius. It is thought that Ignatius was born in Syria about the year 35. It seems likely that he could have met people who still remembered the missionary work of St. Paul firsthand. The verses from Paul's letter to the Romans are very appropriate for this feast, I think. "There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." And the words in John's Gospel are also appropriate. If you go to that part of the Gospel that says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." On one level, this can be understood to mean dying to self in order to live for Christ. But we can also see how these words relate to Ignatius' acceptance of the inevitability of the death by martyrdom. His own analogy of his sacrifice can be seen in these words, "I am God's wheat, to be ground fine by the teeth of lions, so that I can become the purest bread for Christ." So today on this feast, may we find inspiration from those same verses of Paul to the Romans and John's Gospel for our own growth in faith when we face any trial or difficulty in life. Amen.
Radio.org.au.